Chapter 8. On that day, King Ahasuerus gave to Esther the queen the house of Haman, the one showing hostility to the Jews. And Mordecai himself came in before the king, because Esther had told what he was to her. Then the king removed his signet ring that he had taken away from Haman, and gave it to Mordecai. And Esther went on to place Mordecai over the house of Haman. Moreover, Esther spoke again before the king, and fell down before his feet, and wept, and implored favor of him to turn away the badness of Haman the Agagite, and his scheme that he had schemed against the Jews. Then the king held the golden scepter out to Esther, at which Esther rose and stood before the king. She now said, "If to the king it does seem good, and if I have found favor before him, and the thing is proper before the king, and I am good in his eyes, let it be written to undo the written documents, the scheme of Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, which he wrote to destroy the Jews that are in all the king's jurisdictional districts. For how can I bear it when I must look upon the calamity that will find my people? And how can I bear it when I must look upon the destruction of my relatives?" So King Ahasuerus said to Esther the queen and to Mordecai the Jew, "Look, the house of Haman I have given to Esther, and him they have hanged on the stake for the reason that he thrust out his hand against the Jews. And you yourselves write in behalf of the Jews according to what is good in your own eyes, in the king's name, and seal it with the king's signet ring. For a writing that is written in the king's name and sealed with the king's signet ring, it is not possible to undo." Accordingly, the secretaries of the king were called at that time in the third month, that is, the month of Sivan, on the 23rd day of it. And writing went on according to all that Mordecai commanded to the Jews, and to the satraps and the governors and the princes of the jurisdictional districts that were from India to Ethiopia, 127 jurisdictional districts, to each jurisdictional district in its own style of writing, and to each people in its own tongue, and to the Jews in their own style of writing and in their own tongue. And he proceeded to write in the name of King Ahasuerus, and do the sealing with the king's signet ring, and send written documents by the hand of the couriers on horses, riding post-horses used in the royal service, sons of speedy mares, that the king granted to the Jews that were in all the different cities to congregate themselves, and stand for their souls, to annihilate and kill and destroy all the force of the people and jurisdictional district that were showing hostility to them, little ones and women, and to plunder their spoil, on the one day in all the jurisdictional districts of King Ahasuerus, on the 13th day of the 12th month, that is, the month of Adar. A copy of the writing was to be given as law throughout all the different jurisdictional districts, published to all the peoples, that the Jews should become ready for this day to avenge themselves upon their enemies. The couriers themselves, riding post-horses used in the royal service, went forth, being urged forward and being moved with speed by the king's word, and the law itself was given out in Shushan the castle. As for Mordecai, he went forth from before the king in royal apparel of blue and linen, with a great crown of gold and a fine fabric cloak, even of wool dyed reddish purple. And the city of Shushan itself cried out shrilly and was joyful. For the Jews there occurred light and rejoicing and exultation and honour. And in all the different jurisdictional districts, and in all the different cities, wherever the word of the king and his law were reaching, there were rejoicing and exultation for the Jews, a banquet and a good day. And many of the peoples of the land were declaring themselves Jews, for the dread of the Jews had fallen upon them.